Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A Mason City man has been arrested on child sex abuse charges. Criminal complaints filed by the Mason City Police Department charge 40-year-old Darwin Lopez Palma with four counts of second-degree sexual abuse, all Class B felonies, punishable by up to 25 years in prison on each charge. Palma allegedly had inappropriate contact with two female victims under the age of 10 in Mason City between April of last year and April 1st of this year. Lopez Palma was booked into the Cerro Gordo County Jail on Friday, where he's being held on a total of $100,000 cash-only bond. He is due in court for a preliminary hearing April 15th in Cerro Gordo County District Court. A North Iowa man has been arrested for allegedly sexually abusing a child almost 3 years ago. The Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office took 42-year-old Cole Gilbertson of Clear Lake into custody on Saturday on a warrant charging him with second-degree sexual abuse of a child, a Class B felony, and indecent exposure, a serious misdemeanor. Court records accused Gilbertson of committing sex acts on a minor, with the abuse occurring in Clear Lake between June 2022 and June of 2023. Investigators say Gilbertson also exposed himself to a child on more than one occasion between June 2021 and June of last year. A criminal complaint was filed against Gilbertson by Clear Lake Police on March 28th, and warrants for his arrest were issued April 1st. Gilbertson is scheduled for a preliminary hearing April 16th in Cerro Gordo County District Court. He is being held in the Cerro Gordo County Jail on $26,000 cash-only bond. A series of drug busts have resulted in the arrest of over a half dozen northeast Iowans, including five female subjects. The Winnesee County Sheriff's Office says as part of a lengthy investigation, authorities executed five drug search warrants Friday morning, all at separate residences in Decorah. Assisting were Decorah Police and the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, with Iowa DHS also assisting at a residence where children were involved. Arrested on various drug charges, including possession of methamphetamine, are 33-year-old Marissa Kelty, 41-year-old Raymond De La Garza, 42-year-old Aaron Chambers, and 29-year-old Paige Johanningmeyer, all of Decorah, plus 37-year-old Mandy Hammond of El Dorado. Kelty also faces one count of gathering where controlled substances are used. Also arrested on drug charges, including possession of marijuana, are 42-year-old Lucas O'Neill and 39-year-old Faith Hill, both of Decorah, with O'Neill also charged with failure to have a drug tax stamp. 37-year-old Mitchell Kubik of Postville was charged with possession of a controlled substance. WCSO says the investigation is ongoing with additional charges pending. A northeast Iowa man will head to trial next month on multiple felony charges after being accused of a violent home invasion. Cresco police arrested 27-year-old Kevin Bell of Cresco last August on two counts of first-degree burglary, Class B felonies, one count of second-degree burglary, a Class C felony, plus going armed with intent and assault while participating in a felony, both Class D felonies. He also faces charges for possession of burglar tools and using a dangerous weapon in commission of a crime, both aggravated misdemeanors. According to court documents, Cresco police say Bell went to a home in the 700 block of 3rd Avenue East in Cresco around 3 a.m. the morning of August 25th, then forced his way into the home and assaulted several people, including a woman and her son. He then allegedly left and returned to the home with a firearm and said, quote, "Give me a reason," end quote. Law enforcement says Bell then left and returned again, this time with a car jack he used to break a window and force his way back inside the home. Officers who responded to the scene say they witnessed Bell running out of a garage and into a vehicle. He fled the scene but was arrested a short time later. Bell has pleaded not guilty, and his trial was recently continued and rescheduled for May 7th in Howard County District Court. The deadline for submitting nominations for Charles City Person of the Year or Caught in the Act Awards has been extended. The public is encouraged to nominate individuals to be considered for the annual Person of the Year Award through the Charles City Area Chamber of Commerce. Strong nominees are those who have been an outstanding community citizen in their home, work, and civic life over their lifetime. The Caught in the Act Awards honor someone you've witnessed the past 12 months doing an unselfish act for others or for the betterment of their community that they didn't have to, especially if they do it more than once. The nomination deadline is now extended to 4 p.m. this Thursday, with award winners honored at the annual Community Volunteer Recognition on Friday, April 25th at the Charles City Community Center at 8 a.m. All schools and nonprofit organizations are invited to recognize some of their top volunteers as well. The event is free and open to the public. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.